November 21, 1968 has come to be known as Black Thursday at UW Oshkosh. Today, some who took part in the riot will be back on campus taking part in a Black Thursday blackout. Raina Andrews is an organizer and a multicultural counselor at the school. She says in 1968, 94 black students took a list of demands to the university president. They wanted the school to hire a black professor, start classes that focused on African American issues, and to fire UW Oshkosh. Oshkosh's financial aid officer, who they said was a racist. Andrews says the students realized their demands were going to go unmet.
Witnesses overheard one of the students shout, "Do your thing." With that, students began to vandalize the president's office, other adjoining offices, and the financial aid office.
A riot squad hauled the students to jail and they were expelled. But Andrews says something positive came out of it. UW Oshkosh now has a multicultural center, black faculty and students, and an African American studies minor.
And what we're asking everyone to do for the Black Thursday blackout is to wear black all day in memory of what happened back in 1968, how rough times were, and to see that things have changed, but we haven't progressed as far as we'd like to.
Today's Black Thursday blackout will feature a one-act play by one of the so-called Oshkosh 94. UW Oshkosh is also gearing up for an oral history project on Black Thursday. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.